Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of our triune God, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. There is a relatively famous story called The Gift of the Magi, written by the American author O. Henry. And this story describes the love that a young couple has for one another. Now in this story, it's around Christmas time, and the young couple wants to get a present for each other to show their love for the other person. But this couple is very, very poor. They don't have much money. Really, they only have two treasures in the entire world. The young man has a gold pocket watch that is his prized possession. It had been his grandfather's, then his father's, and then it had been given to him. The young woman, well, her prized possession is her very long, luxuriant brown hair. Well, the young woman wants to buy for her husband a gold chain for his pocket watch. She's been saving for months and months, but she has nowhere near enough money to buy what she wants to get him to show him her love, and so she decides to make a sacrifice. She goes to a wig maker and cuts off her long hair and sells it to get money to buy the gold chain for her husband's watch. That evening, her husband comes home from work. When he walks in the door and he sees what she has done, he is incredibly sad. She doesn't understand at first why he is so sad. She says to him, "My hair will grow back." And he says, "You don't understand." And he puts on the table that the present he had bought for her. It was two elaborate hair combs that she had been wanting for months and months. And she says, "That's all right, I have a present for you as well. I sold my hair to buy you this chain for your gold watch." And his expression falls even more because he says, "You don't understand, I sold the gold watch in order to buy you the combs for your hair." This story illustrates the power of sacrificial giving. The young couple was willing to give up that which was most precious to each of them in order to do something to show their love for the other person. Theirs was a sacrifice of pure love. This story reminds us of the power that love can have in our lives, how it can motivate us to give things up for those that we love. Now, the love that we have for our God is far, far greater than the love that couple demonstrated to one another. And so because we have such great love for our God, and we want to show our thankfulness for the amazing sacrifice that God showed to us, there are at times that we desire to make a sacrifice to show our love to God, to give up something that is precious to us to show our thankfulness for the Lord. Now, in the portion of 2 Corinthians that we are considering for our sermon this morning, the Apostle Paul shares with us a powerful example of sacrificial giving. You see, the church in Jerusalem at this time was going through a period of intense persecution, and there was severe famine in the land as well. The Christians in Jerusalem were suffering. And so Paul, along with the other churches in Asia Minor that he had founded, decided to take up a collection to help the saints who were suffering in Jerusalem. Paul wanted to demonstrate the power of the gospel message that had spread throughout the entire province of Asia. And so Paul talks about the great generosity that the Christians in Macedonia had shown towards the people in Jerusalem. How the believers in Macedonia had done things, had given beyond their ability to give in some cases. They had made a sacrifice of love for the Christians in Jerusalem. Paul writes, "In a severe test of trouble, their overflowing joy and their deep poverty overflowed into an abundance of their generosity. I testify that of their own free will they gave according to their ability and even beyond their ability, pleading with us with an urgent request for the gracious privilege of joining in this service to the saints. Now, Paul uses the example of the Christians in Macedonia not to shame the Corinthians in their giving, not to set up a competition between the different congregations, but instead to show an example of the amazing love that motivated these Christians to give beyond their ability, to make a sacrifice that was motivated entirely by their love for God and their love for their other brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the kind of love that is pleasing to our God. These are the kind of sacrifices that are pleasing to our God. You see, when it comes right down to it, God is not overly concerned about the size of the sacrifices that we make for Him or the size of the gifts that we give to the church. No, God is far more concerned with the motive that is behind that giving. Jesus explains this to us in Mark chapter 12 when He talks about the widow who gave her offering at the temple. Mark writes, "Jesus sat down opposite the offering box and was watching how the crowd put money into it. Many rich people put in large amounts. One poor widow came and put in two small bronze coins worth less than a penny. He called His disciples together and said to them, 'Amen, I tell you, this poor widow put more into the offering box than all the others, for they all gave out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on.'" Now, dear friends, God does not demand this kind of giving from us. God does not demand that we give everything we have to Him and live in poverty. As we talked about last week, God wants us to give out of our surplus. But there may be times in our lives when we are motivated by love that we are willing to make a sacrifice to God, to give up something that is precious to us, to show our love for God the same way that young couple showed their love to one another in the opening story. As I talked about with the children, this has been a practice in the Christian church for hundreds, if not thousands, of years, that people, especially during the season of Lent, want to make sacrifices to God, to show their thankfulness for the amazing sacrifice that Jesus gave to us when He offered His own life on the cross for our sins. But as we think about our love for God, as we think about this idea of sacrifice, we must admit that there are things that often put barriers in our lives to giving and making sacrifices to God. What are some of the things that become barriers to showing that kind of sacrificial love? One that many of us struggle with is selfishness, that we often care about ourselves first, that we're not always willing to give up things that are dear to us, that we struggle making that kind of sacrifice because we know how it will impact us. For others, it gets to the idea of trust. We know the promises of God. We know that God has promised to bless us. We know that God has promised to give us our daily bread and to watch over us every day in our lives. But I must admit that if I was in the situation of that widow, I'm not sure I could put my last dollar into the offering plate. To me, that seems like putting God to the test. But that's demonstrating a lack of trust in God. I think this is one of the things we really struggle with as Americans because we are so used to looking to ourselves to provide for our needs, where we think about the paychecks that we have earned. And we forget sometimes that everything in our lives is a gift given to us by our God. If we show a lack of trust in God, if we don't completely trust His promises, well, that damages that relationship of love. that damages our desire to make a sacrifice that is going to hurt us because we don't have full and complete trust in God. If we often think that we are the ones that are responsible for providing our daily bread, we are going to be less inclined to trust God to continue providing for us in our lives. And so how do we overcome these struggles of trust? Well, one of the ways I would encourage you is to look at the example of those in Scripture who have put their full and complete trust in God. I already shared with you the example of the widow who Jesus praises for her offering, for her act of sacrifice for the Lord. I'd also have you consider Abraham, who trusted God, who was willing to take that which was most precious to him, his son, the heir he had been promised, that he had waited his entire life for. God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac to him. And what did Abraham do? He trusted God's promises. He trusted that God would provide for him, and so he was willing to make that sacrifice to the Lord. But more than that, dear friends, we can look to the amazing generosity of our God, of the amazing sacrificial love that our God has shown to us, even though we are by nature His enemies, even though we still sin every day of our lives. Our gospel lesson this morning reminds us of the depth of love that our Father has for us. John writes, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." God willingly sacrificed His one and only Son to save us from our sins. Paul also reminds us of the amazing generosity of love that our Savior showed to us when Paul writes, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that through His poverty you might become rich." What does it mean that for our sakes Christ became poor? Paul explains that for us in Philippians 2, where he writes, "Indeed, let this attitude be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Though He was by nature God, He did not consider equality with God as a prize to be displayed, but He emptied Himself by taking the nature of a servant. When He was born in human likeness and His appearance was like that of any other man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus humbled Himself for our sakes. Jesus gave up all the wealth and glory of splendor of heaven so that He could come to this world and place Himself under the requirements of God's law and keep them perfectly for our place. We see in Jesus someone who lived a perfect life of selfless sacrificial love. We see in Jesus someone who trusted that God would provide for him, who was perfectly obedient to the will of the Father. We see a Savior who loved us so much that He sacrificed His holy, precious life in order to save us and to wash us and to make us clean and holy. This is the amazing gift of forgiveness that we receive by faith through the waters of baptism, and the forgiveness that we receive again and again as we eat and drink the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This, dear friends, is the encouragement that Paul wants us to keep in mind as we consider making our offerings to God, as we consider making sacrifices to God, that we are motivated by the love that we have for Christ. Dear friends, because we are Christians, because we have been reborn, we have the love of Christ in our hearts. And because we have that love, we cannot help but love as Christ loved us. We desire to show our thanksgiving and our gratitude to God by offering to Him the many blessings that we have received. But if that was not enough, If it was not enough for us just to want to show our thankfulness to God, Paul reminds us that God promises to richly and graciously bless those who make sacrifices to him. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "This is what I mean. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. The one who sows generously will also reap generously. Each one should give as he has determined in his heart, not reluctantly or under pressure, for God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will overflow in every good work. As it is written, he scattered, he gave to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. And he who provides seed to the sower and bread for food will provide and multiply your seed for sowing and will increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you may be generous in every way, which produces thanksgiving to God through us." Our sacrificial giving is going to look different from person to person and from day to day. God has blessed each of us with unique and different gifts. To some, God has given great financial blessing that we can use to his service in the church. To others, God has given that gift of service to do things to help the ministry of the church thrive and grow. To others, God has given the gift of encouragement. Those who are able to share their love with others, to spur them on to do love and good deeds. Each of us has been blessed by God in a unique and special way. And because of this, we want to show our thankfulness by using the gifts that God has given us to his glory. Dear friends, sacrificial giving is motivated by love. The young couple in that story demonstrated their love for one another by being willing to give up that which was most precious to them to show their love to the other person. We show our love to God by offering to him the things that are precious in our lives. We offer to him the blessings that he has given to us to show our thankfulness for all that we have received from our God, to reflect the love of our Savior that is in our hearts. And we trust that God will continue to bless us each and every day of our lives and continue to offer us the forgiveness that is ours in Christ. Amen.